My stepfather.
Yeah. I'm going to be good. Go drink. Go have fun. In my honor. In Do my a shot honor. For me.
So, yeah. So that... And I'm sorry, press. You're always creepy. Don't be at a memorial service.
Yeah.
Why? Always with the press. Never leaving people alone.
Press and the... And movies and TV are the worst. I've never experienced it in real life, but the TV definitely gives them a bad rap because you can't stand them ever.
Ever. I mean, I'm sorry to any members of the press listening to this who act dutifully, but...
You guys get a bad rap.
You guys get a bad rap, and we apologize. Yeah. What else? What else?
Oh, and then I didn't understand the reaction to him of being like, get away from me, you scare me. I'd be in his back pocket.
Yeah.
I'd be like, I need to know what stuff you know.
Right. Right.
Like, why does he scare you? He saved your life. Claire knew what was up.
Can we talk about her name?
Yeah, I'm not a fan.
Thought it was Claire until
I
looked up the roster. Nobody's pronouncing that clearly enough.
I thought it was Claire for the longest, and then I was like, oh, it's Clear. Okay. All right.
I read. Did you read any about any of the deleted scenes?
No, I didn't get that far.
So Clear and him when they're on the beach, which, by the way, I just want to help everybody. From where the show posits, they live in New York.
Mm-hmm.
And I picked the shortest part of where the movie posits they are in that general vicinity. To Jones Beach, no traffic, bullshit, you always hit bridge traffic. One in the goddamn morning, you're hitting bridge traffic in this goddamn state. So I don't even want to hear that. Hour and 15 minutes. Chris Long goes to me, no traffic. I go, that's what I'm telling you, no traffic, hour, 15 minutes. We're just taking drives down to Jones Beach? No. Also... A lot of liberties. Well, I guess one parking lot might have been open. Whatever. When she says he could be on this mile stretch,
mm-hmm.
Typically after a certain time, the parking lots, like, because there are six lots for Jones Beach, they put huge barriers. So... You would have known where he went because that's where his car would have been parked in front of the barrier. Like, he wouldn't have even been able to get into the lot. You would have had to park and then cross the barrier and walk down the lot. Like, that's just not how our beaches walk or work. Like, so yeah, but an hour and 13 minutes, like, she acted like they were driving for 20 seconds.
Like, no. They do that in movies all the time. They do it with LA. They're like, oh, I'm going to go from LAX to the beach because that would not be that far, but like downtown to LAX in like 15 minutes. No, you're not.
Really not making
you are not at all. I don't care what time of day it is.
15 minutes to get a mile in LA.
Yeah, exactly. They always do that. It's so distracting when you live there and you're like, that's not happening.
Chris was like, he kept saying, I will take your word for it. And I was like, yeah. Oh, and then I'm sorry because it just came to me. When one of them screams, and I believe it was Scott Williams' character, I'll never see the Jets win a Super Bowl. I immediately messaged to Chris. I'm like, no, you will. Not even if you had managed to
even
live.
Even if you live.
Where still. We are right now in life, just still wouldn't have seen it. You're not going to see it if you live 1,000 more years.
Sorry to tell you, buddy.
Sorry to tell you.
Nobody.
I'm so
nobody.
Sorry,
is.
You're a Jets fan. I'm like,
I'm pretty sure Jesus will be back before that right? happens.
He has risen before the Jets win a Super Bowl. Oh my God.
One other fun fact: Todd's name is spelled with one D instead of two, and in German, Todd means death. So they spelled it with one D. Todd, T-O-D, with one D means death in German.
Speaking of Todd, our favorite Todd plays the Undertaker.
Yes, Mr. Tony Todd.
What would you talk? call that not the Undertaker, the Embalmer.
Yeah. Ooh, and he is a sick, sick man.
Now, Chris had told me that there was a fan theory, because I was looking up all the cast for all the other ones. I'm like, wait, he's in every single one.
Yeah.
And he said, so now I got questions about that and I need them answered right now. Do all the Final Destinations take place in the same town area?
I do not believe. No, I don't believe so. No.
So this Crypt Keeper, caretaker, funeral director is just running around.
Not all in the same. That's why I hesitated, because I have to think about. I can't tell you. We'd have to watch it, but it wasn't something.
Well, guys, for Googling. I thought Jen would have more information than she.
No,
did.
Don't Google it, because you'll get spoilers.
Jen, to be fair, I've spoiled a shit ton. I already know everything that happens in two.
Why? Why would you do that?
You and I feel very differently about spoilers, and I think you might just need to accept that about
me. Yeah, I know, but it's just so much more fun when you just let it happen.
Very different people. This is also why nobody should ever try to plan a surprise party for Alicia. She's not having it. You all. Two all sluts have tails. Leading you guys to know, I only got to all. This my Google knows what I like. Do all Skittles taste the same? Oh, so I'm still only on do all. These are just the questions that have come up.
That are coming up.
That question came up because I literally listened to Skittles versus Sour Patch Kids on Taste Buds. So my phone is like, you've been on a Skittles
kick. A lot of food stuff, huh?
God, I love food.
As do I.
Yesterday, their topic was donut versus muffins. Let me tell you that I literally have a Dunkin' Donuts like less than a mile from my house, and I literally had to stop myself from walking. Guys, I'm going to be 100% honest with our listening audience. If I had been wearing a bra while listening to this podcast, I might have jumped in my car and gone to get some donuts.
Nice. I haven't had a donut in a long time. Oh, that sounds so good. That sounds delicious. Did you catch all the 180s in the movie?
Yes.
I thought that was well done.
Yeah, they were very heavy-handed. And yeah. I liked all the last names.
Oh, yeah. Of
Yeah.
Of people. Why would you ever play John Denver in an airport? Like, we go ahead and skip that song. He was crying in his room and his mom hugged him. I was like, aw. That was a sweet scene. Ew. It was based on a real life disaster flight of, yeah, that flight.
My flight, flight 800. That's
on my birthday.
Oh, wow.
That sucks.
Sorry, Love Muffin. It does not say.
You know what's weird? July 7th, that's also, well, no, I don't think it was a day. My sweet 16 was when the other John, which Kennedy? It was one of the Kennedys and his wife had a plane crash.
JFK Jr.
Yeah. It was on my birthday or like the day after or the day before. Womp womp.
I'm excited for The Final Destination.
Yes.
Is that what 4 is considered?
Yes.
For no other reason than it has Nick Zano in it, and I love him.
They thought that it was going to be the final one, and then it made money. And they were like, oh, let's do one more.
Yeah.
Which, by the way, guys, we're gonna watch 3 and 4, but we're not going to do a show about it because we don't want to
look upon ourselves. When Jen says we're going to watch 3 and 4, what she means is Alicia's going to read the Wikipedia on 3, but she'll watch 4 because there's Nick Zano.
And then we're watching 5.
I don't have this much time.
Then we'll watch 5. We're watching 5 because we have a guest coming on for 5.
Tony Todd. He's in everyone. He's in all of them. Love it. I can't get a definitive answer, so we'll have a definitive answer by the end.
Yeah.
Because I don't know. Just give me where. Goddamn Wikipedia. What the fuck? Look at what I found. Hot tamale peeps.
Oh.
So excited.
Oh.
Do you not like cinnamon flavored items or is it the peeps?
Oh, it's the peeps.
Mm. Okay. I love cinnamon flavored items and I love peeps. Oh, so dear listening audience, you'll be hearing Alicia enjoy these. My husband said, they could use some more kicks, so he's not getting any more.
Yeah. Learn his and when you said hot tamale, I pictured like Flamin' Hot Cheetos for some reason. So and they were like really bright red, so I was thinking of Flamin' Hot Cheetos.
No, those little cinnamon candies.
Yeah, yeah, I got it now. Ugh.
I think our listening audience knows I have a candy problem.
Yeah. At least when we're recording, you do.
No, it's all the time, guys. Don't worry. Don't think this is just for you.
So
we are watching Final Destination 1. I had never seen them. Jen is very excited. I'm excited.
Yes.
I really thought I was going to flat out hate this movie. First of all, Devon Sawa, I'm sorry. You're a very nice man. And I know you were cast because you're considered good looking. I think everybody knows Alicia likes a fatty fatty. So you did nothing for me. Sorry.
Her lady parts were just dry. It was the Sahara Desert. Down there for her?
Bulk up. Gain about 60, 65 pounds. We'll talk, Devin.
Hey, I was into the 90s, guys, but Devon Sawa just wasn't, he wasn't on my list. I know everybody else had him on there. I loved
Scott Williams because he's hysterical.
See that?
My Stifler. I just find him very funny. But looks-wise, once again, he drinks enough beer. Where's the beer gut? Every movie, he's pounding back beers. Where's the beer gut? Do we not actually?
Well, he was like in his 20s, so it didn't. That's something to catch up to you later.
Catches up to you later. Gotcha.
Yeah, yeah. And they were all over 20. Devon Sawa was the youngest at 22. The girl who played Terry was the oldest at 29.
Oh.
And everybody else was in between.
Wait, but which one was Terry? Was
the blonde girl?
The hot
one. The one who looked like the Bride of Chucky.
How dare you? How dare you? I think we all know my love of Jennifer Tilly is
She looks like the doll. Like, I was watching it. I was like, oh, my God. The doll. Scene.
Okay. That.
Yeah.
That hair. No. Yeah, I can see that.
She had the dark lipstick on and the way her hair was just before she got hit. I was like, oh, my gosh.
I was like, oh, shit. She's the next one to go. Like, but she's before they figure out there's a pattern.
Yeah.
Like, look at this bitch. She's like, I'm walking out. I'm like, oh, she's getting got. That's... Anytime in a horror movie, somebody starts doing a soliloquy about how they're noping out of the situation, they're the next to die.
And walking out into the middle of the street without looking. Lord.
Sarah, how many times do you think... I'm the worst. Like, I live in a small town. Like, there are parts of our town. I'm not sure I look as well as I probably should.
Oh, I skate up and down the street, and I still look both ways. Even when I'm trying to just turn around on my skates, I'm looking all the time because cars just come out of nowhere.
What would you... You're in L.A. Would you consider yourself in a small town portion of L.A.?
No.
No, I mean, that's what I'm saying. She was in a small town.
Oh, yeah, yeah. And I was saying, yeah, so for me, I got a look.
Of gripes with this movie.
Right.
Thank you, Chris Long, from our Shudder Horror fan group for doing a mini watch party with me. And my big gripe is I immediately start watching. As we're watching the news footage, I go, that's Flight 800. I go, they used real footage? And he goes, yeah, they used real footage. You didn't know? I go, no, that's horrific. And he's like, oh, well, he like didn't realize. I'm like, no, Chris, let me break this down to why it's particularly horrific for me. I lived down the road. And while thankfully I didn't know anybody in that flight, from living on Long Island my whole life, I know people who tragically lost people. Mm-hmm. So I think it's unkind to use real news coverage about a crash. It was unnecessary. Like, we have a memorial. I see it all the time. I don't know. I just didn't. And so I had to look up, was it the real news footage? And it was. And I just, sorry. Yeah. That's a big no-no for me. You don't do that, especially when there are still people alive dealing with the loss of the people they loved.
Mm-hmm.
It only happened. And I know I'm going to say this and you're going to be like, Alicia, I was over 20-something. I know it happened in 1996. I understand how long that seems to some people. But when people deal with a tragedy and a town deals with a tragedy,
no, I mean, that's
no what, amount of time is going to feel. And also, this movie, when did this movie come out?
Yeah, no, I don't think that you're wrong in that necessarily.
So
I
just, that took me a little out going forward.
Yeah.
And I never thought I would like this movie because I didn't find, I don't like quote unquote unrealistic death scenes.
Mm-hmm.
Which Chris said the first one was pretty okay. And then as they go down the line, they get more egregious with it.
Oh yeah.
So perhaps in my head, I have conflated scenes from other movies in the series. The only one that I did find super, super unbelievable was the teacher.
I was like, why did Death hate her so much?
Like,
she really got. Like, Death was
also,
like, we have to get this chick because she, also, that Death was insane.
Not for nothing. And I'm sure they just didn't think about this. And when they were making this movie, podcasts weren't a thing. So people weren't looking for inconsistencies. Naturally, the computer would have had to have been on. The computer is not on. Nothing's going to spark. There was no electricity. There's not even just a little square bump. The old school screensaver, something to behold, young
something
one
would have been on.
There would have been a little like post-it note or, ooh, guys, we had the green lines. Does everybody remember the green squiggle lines that would change shapes to, you don't remember the green squiggle line?
I'm sure I've seen it, but I don't remember it. I remember, let's see, what screen saver? Yeah, I remember like the thing bouncing around.
It looked like a post-it note.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, that was the big one.
Yep.
That I had a little problems with, but overall, I did enjoy this. I thought it was very well acted. Yeah. Ali Larder. I'm very favorable to her. I've loved her in everything.
Oh, yeah, she's ever so done. Good. Yep, agreed.
Even when she's like, quote unquote, not the good girl in Varsity Blues, I still love her.
She has that appeal. Where
yeah,
she's just
give me
likeable.
The whipped cream anytime, Allie. I'm all about it. So what else?
As I was watching, I was like, man, I'm going to Colorado next month. Maybe I shouldn't watch this. Because that the plane scene in the beginning is so intense. And it's like every possible scary thing on a plane happens.
I have to say that they did Devon Sawa, honestly, he was a very good actor. You really, his face acting was phenomenal.
Yeah.
You see he's trying to keep calm and he keeps, as you see his intuition get worse and worse and worse and worse and worse. I thought he did a very believable job of having you feel his fear.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Agreed. I like his friend's theory of let's go to the bathroom now.
Yeah.
There's a lot of toilet scenes in this movie, by the way.
A lot of
pooping going on.
To be fair, I always try to use the restroom before going on any kind of public transportation.
That's fair.
I thought everybody did. I didn't think this was something we had to have a conversation about.
No.
I just thought it was everybody's. like, because it's so hard. Unless you get an aisle seat.
Yeah.
Really fucked.
I hate getting up to go to the bathroom. And then if the
turbulence is bad, they don't let you get up.
Yeah.
For a long time, that seatbelt light is on while you're heading. You just gotta prepare in life, guys.
Yeah, yeah. Unless but for that long of a flight, that's hard to do, though. So it was right, good for... Right.
But I'm saying you still should at least go before boarding, because for at least takeoff, it's usually, especially if I get that long, to take off to the right altitude to go that far. The no seatbelt, the seatbelt on sign is on for a good 45 minutes to an hour, at least in the beginning. Don't you want to just make sure you don't?
Yeah, I definitely.
You're not going to be uncomfortable.
I don't even know if I've ever thought about it before.
I'm not just talking poop. I'm talking.
No, yeah, pee. Yeah.
Yeah. Just anything.
Yeah. Anything. You don't want to be jiggling around with that in you. Right. I got you.
Even when it's like when you go on a long car ride, you go before you get in the car.
Yeah.
Especially if you're in a car with me. Because I really hate stopping.
Well, at least, yeah, the car definitely, because I don't like public restrooms, which airplane restrooms are probably just as bad as public restrooms, depending on who you go in there behind.
Oh, God, so gross.
God. But, oh, what was I going to say? Oh, so they get on the flight.
So Ed is in the, like, room as Chris and I are starting to watch this. Mm-hmm. And I go, what kind of rich bastards are going on a senior trip to France? And then I find out they've left from JFK. It crashes on Long Island. And they say at one point, Northeast New York. That's Westchester, y'all, and you can look it up. So they answered my question. To give you an idea,
rich bastards.
That area is where the Clintons reside when they reside in the state of New York. To give you an idea of the area they're speaking.
Got it.
So, yeah.
So they knew that you were coming for them. They were like, we got to explain this.
No, I was like, okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
I had no interest on going to my senior trip, so I couldn't tell you where it was. I know that my friends, I want to say, Hershey, Pennsylvania, maybe?
For your senior trip?
For their senior trip.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
I didn't get one. I homeschooled, so there was no senior trip for me.
Well, my dad said to me, he was like, would you rather go on the senior trip or would you rather go visit your cousin in California? And I voted for option two. Still to this day, don't regret it.
Yeah, that sounds
one of the best times of my life.
How long were you here for?
I was there for four and a half days.
Oh, that's
right. Drove
nice.
Down, like, we were in San Francisco. Then we drove all the way down to San Luis Obispo and just had a great time.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah. This senior trip was 10 days in Paris.
Yeah. Like, that's what I'm saying.
Holy hell. That's expensive. Yeah, and then
Westchester. Once you saw all the houses, you were like, oh, well.
Yeah. I know. Freaking the teacher, the female teacher, she had a nice house. Living like, on a teacher's salary by herself. What?
By herself, yeah.
Yeah. Oh. Let's see. Oh, and I loved the butterfly clips that Terry had in her hair. I was like, oh, I miss butterfly clips. You remember those? Did you wear those? I'm going to guess no from the silence.
We would, like, twist and then... Yeah.
Stick them in. Yeah.
No. I've helped other people. My problem with clipping my hair, and it happens to me every time, so I don't know why I try, even with, like, pulling it up, is eventually I, like, even, like, I'll try to do, like, a nice little braid and, like, bobby pin it. The bobby pins will start aggravating my scalp, and then I'm done, and the look comes out, and then it looks atrocious. So I never tried that because I didn't want to end up like that. But gotcha. I was always jealous of my friends who could wear it without wanting to rip their scalp off. Gotcha. My wedding day, the second I got in the car, I had like a beautiful It was like a headband. It was a floral headband with like crystals. I'm telling you, the second that was like my version of taking off my bra at the end of the day. I was like, that's on my fucking head. I can't.
You're like, oh, thank God.
I always like love a headband. And then I'm like halfway through the day, I'm like, why did I wear a headband?
I can't do like the hard headbands. Those hurt my head. Those give me a headache for sure.
Yeah.
So
yeah, the '90s fashion in this was,
oh, it was on point, on point.
Clap.
Oh, and this movie came out March 17th of 2000, by the way. So it's now able to drink as of last week.
There we go. Good job.
Movie's old enough to drink.
Yeah, it came out March
17th. Yep.
Damn it. I'm sorry, guys. I forgot to silence my cell phone. Lo siento. That was Michael, Mr. Crafty Pants. Let me know. He's doing a live tutorial.
Nice. And then, so then the female teacher tells him, so for those who haven't seen it, Devon Sawa has a premonition of the plane exploding. He is kicked off the plane. Other people get taken off with him. The bully guy, his girlfriend, Scott.
Well, to be fair, bully guy did that.
Carter. That's his name, Carter.
Did it to himself.
Oh, yeah.
He got involved.
Which he didn't need to.
The girlfriend's trying to stop Carter. God bless her. She tried. So she gets roped into it. Poor Scott Williams.
Oh, he just came out of the bathroom and got...
He had just gotten caught up in the melee. And then Allie Larder's character...
Yeah, she was like, well...
what Devon is feeling. It was like, she no, was I'm like, open out of this situation.
Yeah, she said, I trust that. I'm getting off. She's the only one that walked off very calmly and just sat down.
Well, her and the friend.
Yeah.
He was like, I'm going to go check on him.
Yeah, because his brother told him to.
Mm-hmm.
His brother, who was also in Roswell. It was a very 90s, early 2000s movie with these actors.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. And then both the teachers end up off the plane. And the female teacher's like, somebody's got to go on this plane because I can't. I hate that. She's like, I can't have them on out there for 10 days by themselves. I'm like, it would be a few hours. It's not 10 days. But fine. I get what you're saying. But don't be so
dramatic. I understand what you're saying, Jen.
Mm-hmm.
But do you not remember high school?
I do.
You were homeschooled.
Yes. And I was also a goody two shoes and a rule follower. So.
Okay. Let me tell you. The second the teacher lost you visually, that was it. It was.
Oh, I get it.
I remember, like, I had kids in my class who would just, like, get up and walk out of the classroom. The teacher would be like, oh, excuse me. He'd be like, I got poop. We wouldn't see that motherfucker again until the next day.
I get what she's saying. I'm saying to say, oh, they'll be there for 10 days. I was like, no, you're just catching the next flight. They'd be alone for 3 hours. But I get it. Because she said their next flight was 3 days. And then him saying, like, they lost half a day. I was like, you guys are being super dramatic. But then she sends the other teacher and then has that survivor's remorse for that, which I'm like, eh, you didn't know. But I guess I get it. But that's one of those things where it's like, you don't know what could have happened.
Right.
It's not like you knew that and then you sent him anyway. That'd be pretty fucked up.
I mean, that guy was speaking way too much French. He had to go down. Calm down.
Easy, sir. I like how they just let them make out in the chairs in the airport, too. Like, Carter and Terry, they were just... She was, like, mounting him.
Pre-9-11 days, babe. Pre-9-11 days. I didn't even see them go through a security stop.
But you could mount someone now in the airport.
Not now in our days of COVID.
Well, but I'm saying that has nothing to do with 9-11. You could still mount someone in the airport. It's just, I was like, they're in high school and the teachers are like, eh, it's fine. You can impregnate her here.
You were worried about the teachers, not the rest of the poor people seeing that?
No, I was just surprised that they would let that happen. I was like, why are you letting these teenagers just dry hump each other?
Yeah, what can you do?
Leave room for the Holy Spirit. That's what you can do.
You can tell how different genitals are. That statement would never cross my mind to even say.
I don't even like that statement. It's just funny to me. That's why I use it, because it's hilarious. And when I die, don't have a man with an acoustic guitar at my funeral.
Jen, I already booked it.
Don't. We'll cancel it. Get your deposit back now. I don't want it.
I don't know if I can.
I don't want it.
Fine. Do you want a mime, a clown? What would you like?
I would take a mime before I took a man with an acoustic guitar. Oh, yeah. So awkward.
Well,
I was like,
the man with the acoustic guitar has other skill sets. Hold on.
Please, because that was so awkward. I was like, he's just sitting there playing this guitar.
I hate, sorry to say this. I know this is not going to be well received. Funerals, and especially the art of burying people, is very creepy to me. I don't like it. I don't want it. Give my body to science.
I don't like them either. Why would that not be well received? I hate funerals, and I don't want a funeral. If anything, have a party.
Yeah,
and
please.
Dress and have fun.
Spend
and play music.
Spend the money on the drinks. Now, I yeah. Do you mean why in the course of the movie, or why do I think if death really was to come to Earth and fuck with us, he would do that?
No, why in the movie would he do that? But I don't know. I think
why in the movie he would do that is because it elevates Devon Sawa's anxiety and fear.
Yeah.
I haven't seen the rest of it, but just, I mean, you can see now Devon Sawa is obsessed with figuring out how to stop it.
Mm-hmm.
If death is a trickster god, because we don't really know what, I mean, death is some sort of god, but we don't know what kind. So if we put him in the trickster category, which we could, because it's never been definitively chosen for him in any genre, then sometimes God's really just like fucking with people, okay? Sorry to any people who may or may not believe in Sky Daddy being all good. He's not. Sometimes he just wants to have fun like the rest of us and fuck with you guys. I'm sorry.
Well, I'm one of those people.
I know. But listen, the man likes a good joke. The man invented the platypus. You're telling me he doesn't like
a good joke? No, I didn't say he doesn't like a good joke. He definitely has a sense of humor. We know that.
Yeah. He invented the platypus. And the Jets.
And my dating life.
And did the original and three. Dave Ellis did two and The Final Destination. And Steve Quayle did five. Where were we on this movie?
We're talking about Tony Todd. As death, which I don't.
He's in all five.
Yes, he's in all five of them.
With the roller coaster, is that three?
That's three, yes. That's a fun one. Mary Elizabeth Winstead, gotta love her.
Two is the car crash?
Yes.
What is four?
Four is NASCAR crash.
And what's five?
Five is a bridge.
Five is the bridge. Okay. Yeah.
Yep.
I think, guys, I know nothing about four is what I'm clearly learning.
You've researched nothing about four. Nothing. The guy in that one actually kind of looks like Kerr Smith. Oh, man, so many links here. My brain just made so many links for all these movies. So the guy that's in five on the bridge, he was in a movie with the guy from the remake of The Thing, or not, the 2011 The Thing. They were in Fired Up together. And now Mary Elizabeth Winstead was also in the 2011 Thing, and she's in A Final Destination. It's all full circle.
I just think that a horror movie, people get cast in a lot of horror movies. I don't know if you call that full circle.
No, but I mean, they're not like horror movie actors. This is their only horror. Mary Elizabeth Winstead, I think, is because she's done The Thing. She's done Final Destination. She
Wait,
did
which
Christmas.
One of these two men do you think looks like Kerr Smith for Final Destination 5?
Kind of. He has that air about him.
Which one of these?
Let me look it up. Wait.
Oh, I thought you had it pulled up.
No, I didn't. Oh. No, because I'm not basing it on a picture. I'm basing it on what I remember him looking like. Todd's parents were like, don't hang out with him anymore because he's a weirdo. Once again. And then I'm also like, how did the cops think that he performed this little incident? Like, he's a 17. Well, whatever. I don't know. They were just all on his ass. So many, like, foreshadowings and stuff in this movie. It's pretty crazy.
Okay. I'm getting some answers as to how Todd shows up. So I don't think they all come. They're all in the same place.
No, they're not. No. I knew that. But I was trying to figure out how Tony Todd is in them all. That's what I was trying to figure out. I know that they're not all in the same place at all.
Right.
I just couldn't think of how they...
Into he is specifically seeked out by a character. He doesn't just pop up.
Oh, yeah, yeah. No, they all try to go find him.
Okay.
Yeah.
So apparently there is a fan theory that he is Death.
Yes, I read that. He is
not Chris Death. Told me about that. You don't believe the fan theory.
No. No. He's just a creepy guy that knows about Death. Otherwise, Death is... I don't know what Death's problem is. Like, why would he even show... Like, what was up with the premonitions and stuff? Because he told them kind of what to look for. So why would Death do that?
Just, well, you know why they named Todd with only one D, right? With only one O, right? Todd.
With only one D?
Yeah, well, they spelled it T-O-D.
I just went through that.
But do you know why? It has nothing to do with German. That's why.
Oh.
Because he's Todd Browning.
Uh-huh.
Scott is Hitchcock.
Mm-hmm.
They were all named for the directors.
Oh, yeah.
I had known that, but I didn't know how Todd Browning had spelt his name.
Oh, gotcha.
I'm now seeing how Todd Browning spells his name, and that's... Why?
Got it. Nicholas D'Agosto.
No, not at all. Please don't try to do Kerr Smith like that. I'm not happy.
Not in that photo, no. He's reminiscent. So,
we list out. And we're back.
Yay!
To say Jen, I've deleted all the spoilers I just had, but I still stand that Nicholas D'Agostino, whatever his name is,
does not look like
Kurt Smith.
I will let you have that.
I would say, no offense, Nicholas. I would, Kurt Smith, I'm not in this little boy. What else was he in?
He was in this funny show called...
No, that's where I want to look. He was in
Trial and Error.
No, he was in Gotham, and that's the movie. No, that's the show I know from. Yeah, I know him from Gotham.
And Fired. I loved Gotham. That's Gordon in that movie. He could get it, man.
He could get it in every show he's ever been.
That's the only show I know him from, but I would watch that show, and I was like, please.
Never saw the
OC. I know he was on the OC. I know he was on that show, but I never watched it. Oh, well, yes.
I was seeing the OC.
Couldn't have him on camera enough in Gotham.
Do you know I used to watch the OC with my father?
Oh, really?
Have you never seen Southland either? If you like cop dramas, I would suggest it. If you're looking for anybody out there looking for a cop drama that they haven't seen to binge, I would suggest Southland very heavily. It was very well done. I believe you can now watch it on HBO Max, I want to say.
Interesting. I vaguely remember that show.
I contemplated rewatching it. That's how much I loved it. But guys, there's just so much to watch out there.
I know. I just finished United States of Terror. I loved that.
Okay.
That was good. Did you see that?
That's with who? Help me.
Toni Collette, your favorite.
Toni Collette, yeah. No, I have not seen that.
She does an X, phenomenal. Like, you think she's good? Watch this. She's phenomenal. She's so good.
Like, the whole Southland cast is just filled with people I love.
Nice.
It's got, like we said, Brian McKenzie. It's got Michael Cudis. It's got Regina King. It's gone Sean Hatzey, which, if you don't know, he's in his new big one is Animal Kingdom. It's got Tom Everett Scott, whom I know you love. Got Dorian Missick. Oh, you might not know him. I loved him in Haven.
Never watched that.
Lucy Liu.
Wow, everybody's in it.
Yeah, no, it's got a phenomenal cast. That's what I'm saying. James Eckhouse is in it, also known as the father from 90210. For anybody who doesn't know. Such a weird, okay. Such a very different acting for him. So
maybe you back to the movie. If there was one part where he says he was looking at the path of the explosion and he's like, oh, I never moved. So that's why. I could never figure out what he's saying. Is it because he didn't? But he would have moved or is death just saying he was still in that seat, so that's where he would have died? Because he had agreed to move, right?
No, that was all part of the dream.
Yeah. But they had stood there to ask him to move. Because they woke him up. They said, oh, hey, can you move? Can you switch seats? And then he just jumps up and gets off the plane. So in my thinking, he would have switched seats. But I guess death is being literal and he didn't switch seats.
Correct. Yes.
So, all right.
Death isn't going by what he might have done.
By the seating.
But rather what he did do.
That, gotcha.
Yeah. Death has no proof that he would have said yes.
That is true.
Yeah.
I don't know how they could even
make See, this Todd... is what I'm saying with what? The premise.
What?
That death is the killer. Now I gotta try to figure out, oh, does death think this, that? No. Just give me a slasher who's hacking people to death. Give me a shark that's just eating people. Give me a giant anaconda. I understand. I don't like. Give me a crazy cult.
But see, to me, I can avoid those things. So this is scary because I can't avoid that. Like Freddy Krueger, I can't not go to sleep. I cannot be where Jason is at. I cannot be where Michael's at. I cannot go into the ocean. I can avoid those very easily.
You've probably never. No, I'm kidding. Casual racing.
I was actually a very good swimmer. Thank you very much.
In a pool.
No, in the beach. I go to the beach. Take me to the beach. Yeah, I know.
If anybody, listen, if anybody's not seen my social media feed ever, just assume that I love any people from different ethnicities more than I enjoy white people, and just take that for the information you will.
What else? Oh, I can't believe that they tried to say Todd's death was a suicide. I'm like, really? With the shower? Like, that's a rough planned suicide. And then even Tony Todd said that
it wasn't.
Yeah, it wasn't, because he was trying to get the string from around his neck. Oh, and again with the teacher's death, I don't know why death hated her. Like, everybody else had like a quick one and done. You're alive, you're dead. Death was like, fuck this bitch. I can't stand her.
No, Todd's was kind of long.
Todd's was, it was trying to make it quick, though. It was like, okay, it was because he was struggling, because he was trying to live.
Right.
Hers, though, like, it put glass in her neck, and then she fell, and then the knife fell on her.
Once again. Chair
knocked the knife into her chest.
Once again, you would have had to have the computer on. I'm just saying. You want me to believe your kill scene? I'm going to need you to pay attention to details.
I got, well, not, I guess back then people would, yeah, people weren't paying attention to that kind of thing. No, people make goofs in movies like that all the time.
Yeah.
Yep. Cracking the glass. She just, death had it in for, and then blew her up.
Yeah.
But when he grabbed the knife, I would never, never walk up to a dead body or anybody dying and pull the knife out. Why would you do that?
Here's the thing, everyone listening to this podcast who has clearly never taken a 911 class or anything. If you have no immediate way to stop the rush of blood, you leave the instrument in. They have said they have done research on Steve Irwin's death. If he hadn't panicked and left the stinger in while swimming to the surface, he might have lived.
Mm-hmm.
By pulling it out, he opened the wound, and thus it just kept pumping out.
Yeah. Yep.
Never. This is just 911 for everyone. Okay. Just leave it, whatever it is.
And if you find some,
leave it until a trained professional with appropriate equipment is in.
I'll have to send you the video of the the ER guy on you, TikTok. He made a funny video about that. I'll send it to you. It's pretty funny.
Okay.
But yeah, and don't, and if they're sitting there, don't put your fingerprints, don't pick up the knife, because then someone's going to walk in and be like, oh, you killed them.
Right.
Don't pick up any weapons.
Nothing.
Don't touch anything.
Don't touch. You're already being questioned in two previous murders. The bus one you were exonerated for. Although Chris did say it, and it is kind of true, that bus was going very quick in a residential
area. Oh, yeah. That was like a small, tiny town.
That was a very quick, like, no, you should not have been going through the town at that speed, sir, where you would have, if that bus had been going in appropriate speed through town, she for sure would have been injured. I don't think she would have died.
No, no, not exploded the way she was.
Yeah, she would have been dismembered immediately. Honestly, one of them was 3D, right?
Yes.
Was Final Destination 3 with the roller coaster, or was it the one?
I believe it's the Final Destination.
4.
Yes.
4 was 3D. Okay.
I believe so.
I see. I thought. Now I think I thought it was 2 when the. Spoilers for Final Destination 2. When the log goes through.
Uh-huh.
That wasn't the 3D one.
No, that's 2.
Okay.
You are correct.
I am correct. Okay. Spoilers are over for Final Destination. And to be fair, if you've seen the advertisement for Final Destination 2,
right.
I didn't spoil anything.
Yeah, that one was fine.
And there are memes saying we can leave it in.
Because there are memes about the log scene going around. Okay, so. Okay,
I thought so. For some reason, I thought that was done in 3D, everybody, and Jen is saying no, which really isn't a spoiler, because if you're not seeing it in the theater, you're not watching
it. You're not going to see it in 3D. Anyway. Unless you still have that 3D TV you bought because you thought it was going to be a thing.
We're sorry it wasn't. Did you see that new TV that comes out of the ground and it's like 4 panels that open up?
No.
And it's $400,000, a friend of mine.
Oh, well.
I was like,
I hope everybody has fun with that.
Yeah.
Jim won't be experiencing it anytime soon.
I was like, that's double my house, but okay.
Right? Okay.
Okay.
I will have only a television and no place to live.
Right. That seems like a wise investment, Jim. Go for it.
Hope I can fold it up into a tent for outside.
Ah. Love a tent.
All right, so I can't see your face anymore, by the way. You're just
oh, sorry, babe. How's that?
There you go.
There we go. Poor Hamilton, just not Hamilton, Hitchcock, just whoosh.
Oh, with the half face.
Oh.
Yeah, that was brutal.
That was rough.
Just a little piece of metal. Ooh wee.
So
there, there was no way they got out of that car though in time. Like that editing, it was like, no, they should have gotten smashed.
Absolutely.
And, yeah. The timing on that. I was like, yeah, you guys.
My other thing though.
Oh yeah, you mean after you got him out, you would immediately run away.
Yeah. Walk towards safety?
Yeah.
Throwing out suggestions.
I mean, that's how I would do it, but you know. No, let's stand here and argue while the train is still going by.
Yeah. But other sides of it. Like, you just shouldn't be around or near. Like, it even, like, some areas say dangerous, like, falling rock and stuff. Like, just don't do it, guys. Just don't do it.
Get away from dangerous areas.
Also, Jen, if we could add every way that people died in this movie to the list that we're currently...
that we don't want to die?
No. I take that back. I will happily just have my head lobbed off. That seems very quick, very easy, very painless.
He didn't even know what happened.
He had no clue. One minute, he's screaming about the Jets. So sorry.
Yeah.
and the next minute, he is dead. I mean, that's fine.
Yeah. I don't want the bus, though. The bus is too much. I'm like, no. Even if it's painless, it's just, I don't like it.
You don't like it? Okay.
Yeah. None of the ways that the people in the airplane in the beginning died. I'll have none of those.
None of you will not have a plane crash?
Okay. Being sucked out of the plane. I don't want that. Ugh.
Ugh, not good. What else?
Being hit by a giant.
So we get to death is now here.
Yeah, and not even being subtle anymore.
Death it's coming hard.
It's like I'm over this.
The police are tracking him hard. They had him, then let him go, then had him again, then let him go. And I said to Chris, I go, he should not be talking to anyone without somebody else present in that. And he goes, well, he's not under arrest. And I go, I don't care. I don't care. The second a cop starts questioning you, you get another person in that room.
Mm-hmm,
you just do.
You always.
Always.
Yep.
I don't know what goes on up in Maine where Chrissy Chris lives. I think he lives in the boondocks, and as an EMT officer, and God bless you, Chris, for doing that work, he probably knows all the cops in town. And he's like, well, Billy Bob would never do anything wrong to me.
Yeah.
And that's all well and good. Oh. But especially if we're dealing with the Federal Bureau of Investigations, I think we've all watched enough television shows to know.
Get
yourself a witness.
I watched Making a Murder. I will not trust small town cops. Nope.
I listened to Unraveled, the Long Island serial killer. And boy, it's like I knew things that I think I partially ignored out of love for other people that I know.
Uh-huh.
It was really stupid. So if you ever want a true crime murder mystery podcast that has not been solved, there is a serial killer on Long Island that we have not found to this day. A total of 11 bodies. By all means, listen to Unraveled, and they also have a 2-hour special on Discovery Plus. Go ahead and watch that, and it'll really open your eyes. I think I mentioned it last week too, because it took me 2 weeks, or like a week and a half to get. Well, I guess a week. I think I started it last Sunday, and I
you did mention it last week.
It hooked me, guys. It's 7 episodes. It's less than 7 hours total because some of the episodes are like 45 minutes. I highly suggest. Jen, 1 second. We're gonna. Why would you not be immediately exiting the vicinity?
Oh,
okay. Now we're back to the movie. So, I mean, death is trying hard for Claire. She is outside
with the umbrella thing and the pool.
Oh, God. Now, poor Devin, almost drowning by a tree, putting you down in water. I mean, that's List 100. Number one. Fucking A.
That's moving all the way up to the top.
It's making it way up there.
Think death had anything to do with that. That was just bad luck on his part.
Drowning has always been my number one.
Terrible.
I would especially not like it if a rogue tree took me out. Also, to pair some of my other things that I don't want to dive, I don't want to drown whilst naked.
Yes, we've talked about this. We don't want to be naked.
I don't want to be naked. So drowning whilst naked would make number one. So, just saying.
Yes.
But eventually him and Clear survive.
Yes.
And now it is 6 months later.
Him, Clear, and Carter survive.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And for some reason, these motherfuckers are now friends. And I'm not about it. Why are we in France with Carter? Why?
Why are we in France? I'm never getting on another plane again.
And they do say that. They go, I'm shocked we got on a plane. Yeah. I'm going to take a guess that even a rogue stone, if it hit the right place, is at a minimum going to fucking hurt and bruise you.
A lot.
It can take out an eye. It can chip out a tooth. Like, just get away from... There's a reason why there are barriers stopping you from being near train tracks.
Right. Because they're dangerous.
Haven't movies taught us this enough before a 2000 movie that you just get away from a train tracks?
Apparently there's still people that don't know.
Listen, if in old timey movies, people were bolted to these things as a means of the villain killing you undetected, then just assume they're a dangerous area and don't go near them.
Yeah. Yep. Agreed.
Yeah. Especially since a lot of train areas, especially around here, to kind of gradiate, were built up to kind of make it more level. I don't know how it's done out in L.A. Oh, yours are all underground?
They're on the ground.
Under or on?
On the ground.
Okay.
Yeah.
But here on Long Island, because of our topography, some of them have been built up, and a lot of it is rock that has built them up. So there's a lot of debris.
Oh, just spare rocks. Ooh, Lord.
Like natural debris around the area of the train track.
No gracias.
Like, not really. Like, that's real tempting death. That's just
that's like giving him the finger,
the balls, and just asking him. Oh, you tried to kill me on this flight before. I thwarted you. You tried to kill me seven other ways since then. I've survived them all. Now I'm gonna get back on this fucking flight. No.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
You're not impervious, people. You're not impervious.
Nope. Pervy, maybe, but not impervious.
No.
So, thankfully. So, I want to know what they were doing that 6 months. Like, were they chill? Or were they, like, still on high alert for a while, and then they finally calmed down?
Who knows? They don't tell us.
Well, I think Devon Sawa was not chill.
In a deleted scene, Clear is actually pregnant with Devon's child.
What?
Yeah, if you scroll to, like, trivia, deleted scenes, etc., it's an alternate ending, apparently.
See if it's on my Blu-ray.
I think it was on your...
I'll have to check that out.
Blu-ray. Let me see. Because that's where... In the alternate ending, Alex and Clear have sex on the beach, resulting in Clear's pregnancy. Later, when Alex rescues Clear, the wire electrocutes him and burns him to death. 9 months later, Clear gives birth to a baby boy named Alex, named after his deceased father, saving her and Carter from death. At the end, Clear carries Alex Jr. and reunites with Carter, the Flight 180 memorial. Clear states that they only won the chance for a full life. A gust of wind blows a leaf on the tree. The leaf covers the camera, and then the credits roll.
Now I want to see that. Oh, I'll check. I'll look on the box. or at the menu, I guess.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
All good.
So, and then,
they're at the coffee shop and they're celebrating because they survived and they made it. And then Devon Sawa starts tripping again, pulling out his little.
Oh, I found it. But it doesn't tell. I think it did say it was on the Blu-ray.
The coffee shop, Devon Sawa is now like pulling out his little graph because he's like, oh, we didn't actually. What do you say? Like there's a new pattern or something?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then Carter has his freak out moment, which I could understand. Like, we're on this trip. Please don't mention any of that.
Yeah, what? I'm sorry.
I said, don't mention we're not talking about death on this trip, but he pulls out the little thing and he's like, oh look, here's the pattern.
Don't bring that up.
Yeah, on the trip. And then Carter gets up and he's like, I choose when it. He has another freak out moment. He keeps freaking out. Sawa freak out. Damn it, I just saw it. Because then he pushes him out of the way. Yeah, because Devon Sawa gets up and then he goes like to the middle of the street.
And Carter.
Yeah.
Pushes him.
Carter pushes him. And Carter gets the old 180 sign. I think it's a good movie. I love that movie. Actually, I'll be honest. It's probably my least favorite of all of them. I love the franchise.
Okay.
But I think the other ones are just more fun because they're sillier and just a little crazier.
By the way, since the test audience didn't like either of the two endings, the ending we see is actually ending number 3.
Wow.
Took 6 days to shoot and cost $2 million.
What? Oh, wow. That's insane. So overall, how many heels would you give it?
I would give it 4 out of 5.
Nice. That's not
even
bad.
Though the premise is not something I typically would go for.
Mm-hmm.
I thought it was very well acted. I found especially Devon Sawa's emotional facial work to be very good.
Yeah.
Better. And I don't know if it's just better than I thought he had in him. So it's bumping it up for me mentally. Like,
yeah.
I don't know if I was expecting him. I don't think I was expecting him to be able to portray those emotions as well as he did. So I'm probably grading it on a curve because I thought
more impressed.
I'm more impressed because I had already scored him fairly low.
No, he did really well when he's watching the news and like you can see his like face and he's trying to hold back tears.
No, that's what I'm saying. He did. I thought. And maybe I am grading it higher than I would only because I had low expectations, but I thought the special effects were very well done. I liked all the foreshadowing, like John Denver's Rocky Mountain High, like the 180s everywhere. Even their names I thought were cool. And it was so funny because at the very first, I hadn't picked up on that. And I'm looking, I'm like, there was no ranger named Hitchcock. I'm like, okay, Alicia, you're being a little ridiculous. You don't know every hockey player ever, which is true. I don't, but I live in New York and that's like a fairly cool last name that I feel like it would have been something that would have stuck in my mind had it actually
been
a thing here.
Yeah.
Like I'm not saying I know every Ranger or every Islander that every played.
No, but it's a name that you would recognize.
Like, listen, if there was a Islander and his last name was Poe, I think I would know that. You know what I mean? It just feels like
it's a recognizable name.
Right. So I looked it up. There never was. There was a very famous coach of many hockey teams that has the last name Hitchcock, but as far as anything else, there wasn't. So I just thought that was interesting because I didn't realize what they were doing with the names at first.
Yeah.
And then as I looked at, I saw other people's names, and then I looked it up.
Anyway, so, oh, I got
that
it.
That really helped bring look things up.
Yeah.
How about you?
So, yeah, same 4 out of 5. It's up there for me. It's one that I can watch every time it comes on.
Yeah.
I feel like I catch something new almost every time. And then especially reading trivia while you watch it, there's a lot to catch that you don't catch the first time you watch it. Also, anyone who watches Twilight Zone, watch episode 22. I think it's in the first season, but I was watching it. I was like, whoa, this is straight up Final Destination.
Well, did you know this was supposed to be an X-Files episode?
I read that, but I was like, but if you watch this episode of Twilight, and I know that person mentioned that too, but I was watching that episode of Twilight Zone and I was like, oh my God, this is exactly what Final Destination is. So I thought that was pretty interesting.
Anything else that you have to say today?
No, we'll be watching Final Destination 2 next week.
Yes. And we have,
You sound super excited about it.
No, sorry, guys.
No, I know.
Sorry,
guys.
We will be joined by the guys from the people from Brown in the Horror. So we're excited to hang out with them for Final Destination 2.
That's it. So Final Destination 2 with the Brown. What is it? Brown in the Horror? Brown in the Horror podcast. That'll be fun. Find us on Instagram. You know all the things. And then we are skipping 3 and 4 and going to 5. And we have a guest for 5 as well.
Yes, we're very excited for our guest for 5. Keeping it under our hats for right now, but you'll be excited for this individual as well, I feel. I would prepare yourselves. I think episode 5 is going to go long. Just because this guest has a lot to bring, not only to that episode, but just the horror community in general. So I do feel like you should probably prepare yourself for some classic Alicia and Jen having a guest tangents. I would prepare yourself.
Yes.
Just like when we had, who do you think we went the most tangent with? Joe Russo.
Oh, Joe Russo. Yeah, Joe. For sure.
Joe, by the way, I follow him on the social medias, and I gotta tell you that I have a large list of shirts to buy for a lot of t-shirts, which he lives in LA, so he needs all the time. But I live in New York, so I don't need them right now. But there, I have to stop following him because he posts another great shirt like every other week, and he'll always tell me where I can find them if I ask.
I need more horror shirts, t-shirts. Oh, is that where they are? Are they horror t-shirts?
Oh yeah. So just start stalking Joe Russo.
Yeah, apparently.
Found some excellent wild ride tangents in our episode with him, and I sense in my soul that same thing will happen with our Final Destination 5 guest.
Yes, that should be fun. Although we had the craziest tangents with Ryan too. Somehow we started talking about ants and we laughed a
Brandon
lot.
Too.
Yeah.
Which,
yeah.
By the way, I'm very excited. Brandon has written another book. It is off at his editor's. And when it gets published, we will let you all know. We might have him back on to discuss that. So that is all. Thank you for everyone for everything. And have a great night. Bye. Yeah.